AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The stock market and the White House are responding to the Labor Department report that shows an unexpected spike in new hirings last month, more than 500,000, with a slowdown in wage growth, baffling inflation watchers. The stock market took a tumble on the news with recessionary fears, but the White House is enthused.
Inflation has now fallen for six straight months. Gas prices are down more than $1.50 a gallon since their peak. Food inflation is falling as well.
In Tulare County, California, Sheriff Mike Boudreau announces the arrest of two alleged gang members in the killings of six people in Goshen last month, including a baby and his young mother.
Alyssa and Nicholas were both found dead on the street, both shot in the back of the head.
He says gang activity is suspected. The family of Amir Locke has filed a lawsuit today against the Minneapolis Police Department and the officer who fatally shot Locke 1 year ago during a no-knock raid. That white balloon spotted over Montana and now the central U.S., the Pentagon says it is not a weather balloon, as China claims.
We are aware of the PRC's statement. However, the fact is we know that it's a surveillance balloon, and I'm not going to be able to be more specific than that. We do know that the balloon has violated U.S. airspace.
Rising temperatures today are offering some hope for people in Austin, Texas, who've been without power for days after an ice storm took down power lines. And in the Northeast, they're preparing for a new wave of frigid weather. Some communities have opened warming centers with wind chills forecast to get as low as minus 50. U.S. agriculture officials are suggesting changes to cut down on salt and sugar for kids in school. The proposed change would target foods like cereal, yogurt, and breakfast pastries. This is AP News. President Biden today is talking about the dangers of lead pipes in Philadelphia before addressing a National Democratic Party gathering. Our Jennifer King reports.
He hasn't announced a re-election campaign, but some of President Biden's likely themes will be on display tonight at a Democratic National Committee gathering in Philadelphia. With the State of the Union address coming up next week, Biden has been talking about unity, infrastructure, jobs, and manufacturing. The DNC says Biden's speech will highlight Republican efforts to undermine the progress the president says he's made during his first 2 years. On the way, he and Vice President Harris will visit a Philadelphia water treatment plant. Jennifer King, Washington.
Some of the January 6th defendants who've expressed remorse in court for joining the mob that stormed the Capitol are now singing a different tune, like former West Virginia lawmaker Derek Evans, now running for Congress, who's calling himself a J6 patriot. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.